nice to relax, and I'm ready to party!
Smooth, gentlemen, move! Welcome to the weekend with those two girls.
Here we go.
Hey, Brizzy, not only is it the weekend, but it's the official start of the school holidays.
I love school holidays.
Yeah?
Yes.
Are you going away?
Yes. not next week. We're going away. The second week, we're going to Fingal. Guess what we're doing, Sarah?
Oh, wait.
Hold on. It's going to be hard for you to figure it out.
Staying in very high-end luxury accommodation?
Correct. We are camping. Again, something different for the car laws.
We're going to be going to Dubbo. Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Going to be picking up the inland route past Moree, Coonabarabran. I just like saying those names mostly.
Wow.
I'm a bit tired because I had to stay up with Mum last night watching the football game.
Who are you?
I don't know who she is. All of a sudden it's become this kind of obsession that she and Dad watch every single game of football together.
What's happened? Does she like the blokes on the field, does she?
Well, no, that's the funny thing is that she goes for the team with the least amount of collective tattoos and the least number of ridiculous hairstyles.
Is she watching NRL? I think there's confusion.
There, Mum.
Yes.
Hey, guys, we're playing Game of Suburbs next and we've got a prize. It's a family day one pass to Dreamworld. 13, 10, 60. You know the rules. Why is everyone laughing at me?
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Game of Suburbs.
Okay, guys, we are playing our very own favourite made-up game. It's the game that celebrates the suburbs of Brizzy. And each week, Sarah and I choose a suburb. You guys have to guess. Now, this week we're going to tell you it's 13 Ks from the CBD. You get one clue per caller only, and winner gets a little nifty prize. It's actually a big prize.
It does, a family day pass to Dreamworld. That's not too shabby, is it, Zoe from Windsor?
Really good.
Okay, Zoe, are you ready?
Yep.
The name of this suburb is derived from the indigenous words meaning home of wild ducks. Does that clue make you quack?
Or is that clue quack? That didn't work. It didn't work. Abort. Zoe, do you want to take a guess?
Take a stab.
I've got no idea.
The ducks still fly.
I'm going to Tim from Greenbank. Tim, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, I can feel it.
He's got energy.
I can feel it from Tim. Okay, Tim, one of Brisbane's beaches is here, and it's made up of 50% dog urine.
Are we talking Wynnum, Manly?
No, he's just throwing out 15 suburbs.
As many suburbs as you can, Tim, but no, they're not right. Okay, Glenda from Bracken Ridge.
Morning.
Okay, this one is cryptic. Okay.
It's the classic cryptic from those two girls.
I've just
got to
warm
ready.
Up for it. Hang on. Okay. There's a Grande, get it, boarding school at... What? You've got a random word in the clue.
Hold on. I didn't time it out properly.
Glenda, stay with us. Okay. There's a Grande boarding school as well as Brisbane's largest private cemetery here.
Is it Nudgee?
She's good.
Oh, wow. Yes. I'm going to read out our last clue, which is also excellent writing at our end. The first syllable of this suburb shares its name with a character from Hey Dad. That just tells our age, doesn't it?
Who would that have been, Glenda? Who was that character?
Nudge.
Very good.
Hey, Glenda, you have scored yourself a family one-day pass to Dreamworld.
And, you know, for all of you listening, all millions of you, this is what's happening at Dreamworld over the school holidays. So with every ticket or pass you purchase online at dreamworld.com.au, you get the white water world included in it.
Oh, who doesn't love a holiday bargain? Splashtastic. I see what you did there. Yeah. I see what you did there.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Now, guys, everybody knows that Brisbane Festival is currently on in our fair city. You must be living under a rock if you haven't seen the banners, the beautiful pink banners all over town. I mean, the city's lit up.
It was started last week, the 9th of September, and it's off to the 30th. It ends with Riverfire. And there are so many cracking good shows that are on. We saw one last week. We saw Limbo Unhinged, didn't we?
So good. And we even got to muscle our way into one of their rehearsals.
Yes.
Now, we had a chat with two of the performers. This is how it went.
Okay, so we have Nicholas and Charlotte, who are hand-to-hand partner acrobatics. They're amazing. Where are you guys from?
I'm from Canada, Toronto.
And I'm from Monaco.
Okay, wow. Do you, either of you speak French?
We both speak French.
Je parle français aussi.
Ah, super.
Je suis française.
Ah, bah parfait. Yeah. Avant, on fait l'interview en français.
Mais je parle pas très bien. Mes parents sont français.
Pas très bien.
Mais ça va. J'ai entendu un accent.
Okay.
So, yes, that's how the interview went. I just sat there like a shag on a rock, really, just waiting for them to finish their little French tête-à-tête.
Don't
as
hate
you say
me because
in
I'm
your
French. These are my people. I detected an accent, as I said, and off we went, Sarah. You didn't need to be there.
I just get jealous because I can only speak a foreign language like grade 12 Japanese, and even now that's really just to ask where the bathroom is. WC what? Doko desu ka?
But look,
still got it.
even though we excluded you from that chat, your dreams came true as well.
Well, it did, because you got a chance, of course, afterwards to go and do some hand-to-hand partner work.
I climbed that Frenchman.
Nico, yes. These are folks who came from Cirque du Soleil in Mexico. Like, they are good. And he taught Lise how to stand on his shoulders. You can see it. It's all in a video on the Hit 105
Guys,
Facebook
go
page.
And see it. I was amazing.
But she was. But I got to tap dance with a tap dancer. God. Like, say
Sarah
say
had
no
a crush
more
on him.
Well, here we go. I don't want to talk over the taps.
It's good.
Yes.
Here you go. This is your best bit.
I was like Sarah Flatley. It was just like Lady of the Dance. I was going off.
And that beautiful little ding in the background, that's me relegated to playing a concierge bell because Sarah pushed me off and she said, let me tap.
Oh, my goodness. He was such a cool guy, though. You know where you meet some people and you're just like, you came out of the womb with swag, didn't you? That is what
he was
like. Just oozed cool. And I got to tap dance
you
with him.
You were very,
but
very
But that, of course,
good.
Didn't make the video. Only Lise's part did. Story of my life. Anyway, watch it on the Hit 105 Facebook page.
And make it to Limbo Unhinged, guys. You will love it. Brisbane Festival, 9 to 30th of September.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Lise.
Yes, Sarah.
You know how I'm not allowed to have Nerdy McNerd anymore?
Yes, I'm well aware of that because I put my foot down and so did the producers.
I know, and I've been quietly cut by that. Well, not so quiet.
No,
I've been
not
pushing
quite at
for
all.
A replacement segment for a while, and now I'd like to pitch you my replacement idea live on air now.
This isn't like what we said no to earlier in the week, is it? What is this?
Yes, I'd like to pitch you Birdie McBird, where I give you interesting facts about bird species.
Birdie McBird, are you kidding me? Is this a joke? What was that song? That was.
It doesn't have to stay in every week. That was Songbird, because I've got some tales to tell.
Oh, I feel nauseous.
No, I just. It doesn't have to live every week. I just want to give
it
you a little taste.
It won't live every week. I will kill the bird.
I just want to.
Quite literally.
Let me give you a taste.
You okay. Being the bird.
I've got two facts for you. Did you know, Lise, that budgies are the only bird species discovered to contagiously yawn?
Guys, is this just...
They yawn.
This is... I need to
They're
know
the
this.
They're the first non-mammal species to do it. Yes, it's very unusual, Lise, because people yawn. It's a sign of empathy, and they're the only birds that have been known to do it.
Okay.
Are you yawning now?
It's like...
Okay,
I have
well,
no words
okay,
for what
well,
is happening
This is my
here.
Last one. I'm not going to overdo it. I can tell you're reaching peak feathered threshold.
But Scotty, this isn't helping.
Okay,
don't encourage
okay, wait.
Her.
Thrushes are birds that are around the world, right? But there's a species of thrush from Australia called the Bassian thrush. You will love this because you're a mother of boys. That feeds using flatulence to flush out worms. Mm-hmm. It directs a stream of gas towards the site of a worm. The gas disturbs the worm, makes it move. Gobble up, gobble, gobble, gobble from the thrush.
Do we have a fart sound at least to make me laugh? Because this is Turdy McTurd, Sarah. This whole segment is Turdy McTurd.
No, I think it's got legs and feathers and wings. Next week.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
You are beautiful.
You beauty. Those two girls and Brooklyn Beauty Bar get you summer ready with the best beauty tips in the biz.
Brookie, let me tell you a story. One time I waxed my eyelashes off. So I need to ask you about all things eyelash extensions. First of all, what type of lashes can somebody ask for?
In your case, I would definitely recommend the Glamour Lashes just to start off with, just to fill in that hole in your lashes. Then once they grow out a little bit, what we could recommend is either Classic, a blended Russian with Classics, or Russian Lashes.
I love a blended Russian.
Sounds like a cocktail. So are they sewn on?
No, they are glued on.
Oh God. I'm taking applications for a new host.
So we use a special lash extension glue and we dip it in and then we tap it to remove any excess and then we swipe and then I drop it on.
I love a bit of mascara. Can I put mascara on after lash extensions?
I would probably avoid using this because what it does, it tends to just build up in amongst the base root of your lash extensions and it can actually cause problems with the adhesion with the glue.
Okay.
It can also even creating little mites in amongst your lashes.
Mites? Like lice?
Yes,
like
if you don't remove your excess bacterial oils and makeup properly.
See, this is what happens, Sarah. This is the stuff that Brisbane women need to know.
Nits in your eyelashes. Never thought I'd heard the like.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Lise, do you know what I love? When I get text messages from my dad. Like, Mum and I text all the time, but when Dad sends a text message through, it normally makes me laugh because they're so few and far between and random. Are you
yes,
in the same boat?
I'm picking up what you're putting down. My dad is the same. It is rare when they do, but it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like I just scroll. He sent me one through the week. Spotted this tree. A branch had fallen in the fork of this tree and the tree grew around it. Unusual. Dazzling.
Dazzling.
Plus a picture. Of the branch and the tree that
it's grows
like
around
they
it. Haven't quite grasped the concept of texting. Although my dad, okay, this text he sent me was just a few days ago, and it's at least there's directions. Leezy, I need you to locate a 15-meter Hills soaker hose for $9.98. They're grey. I need four. They're the best. They've sold out everywhere on the west side in all the Bunnings, so they're the best. It's now or never. I mean, I'm like, wow. I was like getting anxiety reading that.
He could have Googled it in the time it took to type that
Holy.
Out.
Holy. I was like, okay, I need to drive to Bunnings immediately or the world will end.
See,
like,
that, my dad's a notoriously short, though. Like, here's another one I got. The bats are back in the pool umbrella.
That's it?
That's it.
What do you write back to that?
I was just like, are they?
Okay, I've got another long one from Dad. Here's another long one. Dad writes novels. Okay, another pet name that you'll hear as well. Thank you, Lizu, for the amazing bottle of Pinot Noir for Father's Day. Your mother and I have decided to indulge this evening. You've always wanted a baby brother, right? I was like, Dad, I'm so uncomfortable right now. Thank you.
Mum and Dad have got cows at their place and they're all starting to calve. So I got another text message from Dad. Dramas. Got a prolapsed cow.
I think this could become a recurring segment.
In fact, I reckon we're not alone here. Hey, 13 10 60. Can you share any funny texts from your dad with us? Like, just read them out to us.
Read us your best dad texts, guys.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Bit of a chilly one this morning at 10 to 8. It's Brisbane's Hit 105. Sitting on 12 degrees right now. You've got Weekend Breakfast with those two girls, Lise and Sarah.
I know you don't like it when we segue from songs, but that song was Call On Me and we're doing a thing on text. So can I say text on me?
Hey, moving on.
Scotty's face.
Brizzy on
that
30.
Wasn't even me. Oh, our God. Executive producer, Jack, he has a button at home. He can press something like that happen.
Hey, guys, 131060, we're asking you to read out your funny text messages from your dad. Lise, you just got one from your dad
as the call
on me was on.
Yes, as the song's on. Okay, he says, hi, Lise, has Remy already left for camping? If he hasn't, and if you're still at home, meanwhile, does he not know I work? can you please bring me some fresh eggs? Bring them to your mother at Indrapilli. She will give you $10. That's how much I charged my father.
For your eggs? That's outrageous. That's highway robbery.
Organic, Sarah.
Organic, right. I'm just scrolling through other messages from my dad too, and I've noticed he's also very good at sending me photos of dead things. So just no words. I've got a photo of a dead huntsman spider beside a Sharpie pen for ratio. And then I've got a photo of his boot next to a dead brown snake.
Again,
also
for ratio.
So I can say, oh, that was 6 foot long based on dad's foot. God love him. Hey,
but
Josh,
no comments.
No comments.
Just photographs. Just photos.
Hey, Josh from Crestmead, can you talk us through any funny texts from your pop, your dad?
Yeah, my dad kind of forgets that you can delete and retype text messages.
Right.
Like, with the Broncos game last night, halfway through, he texted me going, oh, I think the Broncos are going to win this. As long as the Panthers don't score, we should be, oh, wait, don't worry, they just tried. We might be the strike here.
So it's like a live commentary via text, is it, Josh?
Yeah, quite commonly he'll text it and then he'll do like a spelling error and he'll just put the right word next to it instead of actually getting it.
That's so gorgeous.
Cute. Hey, Jacinta from Manly. What funny text has your dad sent you?
Yeah, so guys, I haven't actually spoken to my dad in about maybe 2 years. We just, you know, busy lives, all that. And I receive a text message from dad saying, hey, let's catch up. And I was like, oh. And I went to like reply. Next, it's like little typing again. I just waited. I was like, what's he going to say? And he comes up going, sorry, wrong person. Oh. I'm like, oh, what? I'm spoken forever and I'm like, I'm so excited. Oh, thanks, Dad.
Those three dots, when you see them active, you're like, oh, I'll hold.
They're the most exciting thing of my life, Sarah, those three little texting bubbles.
Oh, my gosh. In fact, I wonder if our dads are ever going to text us again, Lise, after we've just read them out.
Well,
on
they're
air.
Clearly not listening. My dad thinks I'm at home collecting eggs.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Are you right?
I'm stretching, Sarah. Wow. I had to go to bed very early last night.
Did you actually get out of bed? Because I would have thought for hour number two of the show, you would have taken your slippers off.
No.
That actually look like dead roadkill. Like, they can probably go in the bin.
And it's a new low when I come to work in slippers. But I had a massive night last night.
Why?
It was Remy's birthday. My son Remy turned 8 yesterday. Mm. And because I'm a sucker for punishment, I invited 8 of his friends over after school. So I picked up 8 very excited boys, bundled them up into 2 cars. Dane was roped into it as well. And we drove back home and had a really great time. You know, just good old-fashioned fun, Sarah.
Let me guess. You had a jumping castle. No. You had pony rides. No. You had a magician turn up. None of that.
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
What? Who even are you?
Can I just tell you, little boys are very happy with a pool.
Yep.
Some Nerf guns.
Yep.
A box of Cheezels
and
an ice cream cake. That is how parties roll at our place.
Please tell me that you had Cheezels on every finger too and were doing
it. Correct. I was joining in. Now, the evening ended, Sarah, with all of the 8 kids in the back of Dane's ute.
Yes.
Driving around the paddock playing Spotlight in the dark. And, of course, there's always the one kid that G's up all the others with horror stories.
Yes.
And one of Remy's little mates was going nuts over the new It movie and scaring all of the boys. I tell you what, When they all left, I walked inside my house and you would be mistaken. Like, you would think I had seen it. That's how scary the state of my house was at that point. filthy.
No red balloons for you.
And went to bed.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Guys.
Go on, be my guest.
Be your guest. You be my guest. Hey, guys. Lately, we've been trying to encourage random acts of kindness in the form of paying it forward. So a couple of weeks ago, Lise and I went to a little coffee shop at Paddington, bought a coffee, started a coffee chain, and as far as we hope, it's still going, paying a coffee forward. Then we put it to the people. And what else did we find out, Lise?
Well, we asked people of Brisbane, how have they paid it forward? We got a bloke called Jimbo who told us that he pays forward a piece of chicken every time he's at his local Lorana Hills KFC, which we loved that idea.
What a champion. And then during the week, our producers told us that we got heaps of messages from other people who'd bought in, literally, to paying it forward with kindness, from groceries to petrol, yes, more coffees. But then we heard an absolute gun of a story, didn't
yeah,
we?
So we got a message from Ed. We actually have him on the line now. Ed, what's the story?
I was looking for a car. I was looking for a cheap car, actually. And, I was offered a car. And when I went to pay for it, she said, oh, we've got to pay it forward for you. I'd never heard of pay it forward. I was like, what the heck is that? Do I take it now and pay you after? And she said, no, pay it forward is we're giving it to you. We're paying it for you.
So when did this happen, Ed? How old were you? Who were they?
This was just, I'm just talking like recently in February.
And so why did this person feel that they had to pay it forward? Had something happened to them where someone had paid it forward to them? What was the story there?
Yeah, that's what happened with her, with the car.
So what did you say?
And then when I went to, somebody came to ask me to buy it off me because I bought a new car.
Yeah.
And I paid it forward to them.
Oh, Ed!
So there is a car in Brizzy, a little Holden Barina, that's just getting passed on with love from owner to owner.
Yep.
How good is Ed?
I had a Holden Barina once.
I did too, Sarah.
Did
what
you?
Colour was yours?
Black.
I was red.
Oh, I had a red Festiva before that, but I can see that we are still very
I
much
also
in
had a red Colt. Remember Colts?
Oh.
Anyway, my point is I love Ed. How good was he? And
I mean, what else can you top with a car that's paid it forward? A holiday? A house?
A house?
Although, if you get a house, that's generally under different circumstances.
Oh, you've just wrecked it for
us. I've just brought it down.
Those two girls on Hit 105. Thanks to Best Wilson Buckley Family Law. BWBFamilyLaw.com.au.
You got into Harvard Law?
What, like it's hard?
It's Lise and Sarah's Legal Eagle.
We're chatting to Amity Anderson. She's our Legal Eagle from BWB Family Law. Now, Amity, I was recently reminded of a quote that goes like this. Possession is 9/10 of the law. So I'm asking you, is it?
What does that even mean?
It means that...
Hold on, let the eagle answer.
Sorry, I was just watching a lot of Good Wife.
Go forth, Amity. Tell us what it means.
For our purposes in family law, not so much. Possession isn't as relevant as actual ownership or legal ownership. So for a property settlement, for example, it's any asset that either party has an interest in, regardless of who's in possession of it.
Okay, so even if, let's just say I was separating and I stayed living in the house and my husband lived elsewhere, I can't say, well, this whole house is mine.
Absolutely not. The court looks at contributions during the relationship and post-separation towards assets to determine what is a just outcome for both parties.
Okay, right.
That seems very fair.
Very fair.
That's why it's the law.
Very fair.
Sensible.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
During the week, I read about a lady who has eyelashes that continue growing. They are currently 12 centimetres long. Just picture that.
Well, I don't
need
to picture it, Sarah.
They were trailing down past her chin.
I saw the photo.
Can you imagine batting your eyelashes and then, like, having to get the... Oh, like
I just don't know why you'd do, like, just cut them off. They're not anyway, I did not enjoy viewing that photograph.
But how interesting that some bodies just do these very...
extraordinary.
Unusual, yet out of the ordinary things.
I love unique bodies. I love it. In fact, it's time we celebrate it. Sarah, what is unique and beautifully weird about your body?
Oh, I don't know if I'd
let me name the ways. Go on.
I'll settle for weird. Well, I would normally keep my oddities to myself, but, well, we're all friends here. I've got a little toe. My little toe doesn't touch the ground.
Wow.
It's just kind of perched up in an awkward position. Like it's never been dirty in its entire life. What a thing to celebrate.
So is that because you have a high arch?
I think it's just all a bit... Yeah, I've got very high arches and one of my little toes just doesn't touch the ground. So... I don't want to say weird. Unusual.
Oh, I
beautiful.
Love it.
Amazing.
I'm going to stomp but, on it.
But I mean, like,
the
podiatrists look at my feet and they get so excited because I'd be a very interesting case study. In fact, one podiatrist that we both know reckons I should just be like Pat Mullins and rolling around Australia. She doesn't even know how I'm upright on these.
Yes, because that requires a lot of balance if you don't have the pinky helping you out.
And I'm 5'11" and my feet are 7.5", which is
that
like,
is odd
which
in
is
itself.
Like foot binding kind of proportions for my height.
No, I have 9.5 feet.
What about you? What's weird about you?
Well, I love this about my body in a way because I feel like I've my body's developed to help me mother better because my my shoulder blades, Sarah, stick out a fair bit. I had scoliosis in grade 8 and 9.
Yeah.
So it means that my shoulder blades are really sticky outery.
Right.
But
how does that help you mother better?
Well, because when my children were young and I carried them on my hip, I hardly had to hold them. They hooked on like little bats and used my shoulder blade as a handle. I don't even have to support them with one arm. They just like hold it. It's great. I love it. 131060, guys. We want to know what's extraordinarily unique about your body.
Yes.
Give us a bell.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Guys, on 131060, we're talking about the weird and wonderful things about bodies, following on a story we read during the week about a lady whose eyelashes have grown to about 12 centimetres long. Mm. Lisa's got a shoulder blade that her kids can hook onto, like little fruit bats, you said.
a handle.
And I've got a little toe that's never touched the ground in its entire life.
Tanya from Greenbank, what is unique and extraordinary about your body?
So my son has 3 kidneys.
What?
Full functioning kidneys.
Has that?
All 3.
How did you find that out? Because often people only find out they have one kidney. Well, when they're older, if something goes wrong. In the womb?
So we knew in utero.
Yes.
Because I had only one umbilical artery, which apparently is linked to kidney problems.
Right.
And so we knew sort of something was up in utero, but they couldn't pick it up, obviously, on ultrasound. And then when he was born, they ran a whole series of tests and we discovered straight away that he had 3 full-functioning kidneys.
Is that not a jackpot organ to get? 3 kidneys?
Yeah.
So what happens? Are there any...
So when he was a baby, he had reflux with his kidneys. So he had to permanently stay on antibiotics for the first year of his life. Otherwise, he got severe kidney infection.
Right.
Which is very hard being first baby, obviously. And then now he's completely normal now, but every time he gets sick with gastro, he ends up in hospital.
Oh, right.
He has to drink, 2 to 3 litres of water a day.
Oh.
More fast than normal.
Oh.
So any kind of sickness, he ends up straight in hospital. So it's
just to be sure.
Okay. Well,
but
that is interesting
and makes him very unique.
It does.
Tanya.
He could have helped up Selena Gomez. Her best friend gave her a kidney yesterday,
I
think, or a couple of months ago. Hey, Leah from Carindale. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is weird, unique, wonderful, extraordinary about your body?
I'd call it weird, but not my big toe. My second and my third toes are actually stuck together. So when I
webbed?
Try to wear the... Yeah, like webbed. I've got 2 toenails, so if you were to quickly look, you wouldn't notice.
Yes.
But I can't wear those toe socks.
Oh. Leah, that's not something you need to be worried about. Toe socks are not a good thing in life.
Do you just hanker after them because you can't, Leah? I mean, would you really care? Would you be wearing toe socks if you could?
Probably not. But,
thank you.
And your balance must be extraordinary.
Yeah, that's what everyone tells me, and I should be a good swimmer, but I'm not.
It's like a built-in point shoe. I love it.
We love you, Leah. That sounds amazing. I'd love to see your toes someday.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Yes, 131060 Brisbane. Now is the time of the week where you can offload any of those little things that have been bugging you like crazy during the week. I've got one, Liz. I'm just launching straight in.
Go for it.
Okay. I'll just take a deep breath.
Oh, gosh.
Whenever I go to the shops with my husband, Wills will park as far as humanly possible away from the entrance to the shops. I don't care if we're just ducking in to get milk or if we're at IKEA going to get flat packs. He will park approximately 17 kilometres away from the entrance.
Triggered.
I think he's just protecting the vehicle.
Protect me from the walk to the entrance, please. What about you?
You know, I when you drive out of a car park at the boom gates?
Yes.
There's boom gates everywhere now. You can't get free parking anywhere.
No, you tried.
Which, you know, just doesn't sit well with me. But there's people who just don't have their life sorted when it comes to boom gate operations. Like, why can't you make it happen? Why haven't you paid prior and why are you blocking us?
Or when
us?
They're fumbling for their ticket at the exit.
Do it in the car before you turn the ignition on, Sarah. Oh. I don't understand. It's not very hard.
Hey
it's
guys,
not.
131060, what has triggered you? We're going to give away a little something-something for the one that makes us laugh the most.
Those two girls on Hit 105. Triggered.
Yeah, we're talking on 131060 about those little things that have really bugged you during the week.
Just the really little stuff.
Yeah, really little. Like,
not life
I've
issues.
Got another example.
Okay.
Okay. I was at a cafe during the week and I got an iced tea and I thought we'd done with this in 2015, but my cup was a jar.
Triggered.
Mason jars are done.
But Sarah, see, hipsters love them.
No, I even think the hipsters are past it. Like now it's just a container, a funnel without a lid. All right? I want a cup.
Where's your head out with chopping boards, food being brought out on chopping boards?
I'm not okay with that either. I like a plate with a lip because I'm prone to food falling off my plate. Hey, Tracy from Chermside, what's triggered you?
Hey, ladies, how are you both?
Good,
thank you.
Yeah, what triggers me is when you get on public transport, and you know how on buses they've got those disabled seats reserved for pregnant women, elderly, and, disabled?
Sure.
Yeah, well, it really annoys me when you get on the bus and young people get on there, or school kids, and they sit there, and then an old person, a disabled person, or a pregnant woman gets on there, and those young people sit there, lazy butts there, and they don't get up. You're not disabled. You're not pregnant.
That's a manners thing, isn't it?
Terrible manners.
Yeah. I can remember being on buses at full term pregnant and I was the size of Jabba the Hutt and people would still sit down in their seats. One look from my pregnant self.
Maddie from Victoria Point, what's triggered you?
Hi, guys. Morning.
Hello.
So I get triggered every time, so it's not a one-off thing. When you're sitting in your car at night or you're sitting somewhere sketchy, so you, like, lock your car doors from the inside, you flick the switch.
Yes.
And you go about your night, you go home, and you forget that you've locked the door. You try to open it with a bit of force, and you hit your head on the window.
Triggered.
You self-sabotage.
But I can honestly say, Maddie, I've never done that.
I have, Sarah. I'm with you, Maddie. I have, because you're trying to protect your safety and then you end up harming yourself.
How much force are you opening this door with to clock your head on the window? Are you at G-force? Are you in a Super Hornet?
You're sitting there and you're like, I've got my hands on, just going to do a little bit of a pop.
Got it.
You pop the door open and you hit it in your head and I'm like, shit, I only just locked that.
And you've got a flesh wound. Hey, Stacey from Maroomba Downs, what's triggered you?
Oh, well, I'm just, I'm with you with the whole parking far away from the exit thing.
Oh,
but
yes.
My husband took it to a whole other level.
Okay.
I was in labour and he decided to park at the edge of the hospital car park and let me walk in.
Triggered.
Could you not say anything, Stacey?
Yeah, she was. It was like this.
and it wasn't, he had this whole theory that if you park too far away because you know, then the car would be fine when all the staff came in the morning and, you know.
This is not the time
They're
for him to be thinking
that.
They're
just people who think the worst of other people, no. isn't it?
Are you still together, Stacey?
Yeah.
Oh, some great triggers there, Sarah.
Well, another show done and dusted.
Another one.
Yeah.
Questionable in parts, but for most, I had a wonderful time.
Me too. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, we have to give away the prize, Sarah, for the best triggered.
Well, I think, well, given Maddie, like, hits her head when she opens the car door, maybe she does need to stay in. So, Maddie, thanks to Cancer Council, you have won a Pampa prize pack to help you host your very own girls' night in.
For more information on how to host your own girls' night in and help raise funds and awareness for women's cancer research, visit girlsnightin.com.au. It's a great cause.
Yep, absolutely. What are we doing today?
Oh, I don't know. I need some brekkie.
Me too. I'm fanging.
Very hungry.
Yeah, we're going to stop talking.
See you next week.
Bye.
Those two girls on Hit 105.